Sharks on the move again. Here's Duclair racing in. Nice little poke check by Lacombe. Puck played ahead. 2-on-2. Developing. Puck centered. Score! Frank Vatrano has just won the game for the Anaheim Ducks. Snapping the puck by Kakinen. Oh, what an exciting finish to this. 52.3 left in OT. And the Ducks defeat the Kings 3-2. And this crowd erupts with joy.
How fitting is this? Frank Vatrano, your Anaheim Ducks selection for the All-Star Game. He scores the overtime winner. Ducks win! Ducks win!
Oh, it's nice to say that again. They salute the crowd. A goal by Vatrano as Kakinen went to his right, lost his stick, but that wouldn't have stopped it anyway, I don't think. It was a nice wrister, and the Ducks earn 2 points for a one-goal win over an arch rival.
And a big piece to that last play. How about that deception from Troy Terry before slinging that puck about 15 feet across the weak side on that 2-on-1 to Frank Vatrano? Patience, waiting. Is he going to shoot? Is he going to shoot? He slings it over. And what that does, that pause, that the front of Troy Terry's body directly facing netminder Kaapo Kähkönen, it freezes him. It freezes him right there in the tracks and really lets him know Troy Terry is shooting until he doesn't. He slides it over for the Frank Vatrano finish. That was fun to watch.
Oh, my gosh. What a night of hockey here in Southern California. And I'm going to keep it short with Emerson because he'll be getting over with the lovely Alexis Downey for some post-game festivities, answers to your call. And I'll just mention this real quick before I ask Emerson a final question here. You can text 714-940-2950. Express your opinion on the game with Emerson and Alexis on a post-game upcoming. Boy, I thoroughly enjoyed this, and I think it was the effort, never say die, never give up, effort that you saw out there by each member of the Anaheim Ducks. Got some great goaltending, key goals at certain times, and what a nice night. I wish we had more of these.
It's what good teams do, right? When they're in unfamiliar territory, when they have their backs up against the wall, as this Anaheim Ducks team did, entering this third period, being down yet again, heading into the third period, they find a way to get it done. Good teams find a way to just get it done, even when spurts, you know, big parts of this game, and I don't even think that was the case. It was a little bit unlucky, in a sense, this Ducks team entering that third, being down, and look, they were relentless. They remembered the last time these two teams faced off in San Jose. It wasn't the outcome that they wanted, of course, dropping that one. They wouldn't be denied here tonight.
Well, think about it. A point in Dallas. Nice effort in Minnesota. Now this one here tonight, nice little streak getting going late in the season. And good for them. They came out here and played hard, and I think the fans appreciated a real good effort. Any final thoughts in our particular segment here, post-game, Emerson?
Well, just, and you mentioned it, the last three games out of the six potential points, Ducks earning five of those six, and just going back to finding ways. Look, there's guys that are stepping up that maybe a little bit earlier on, didn't have that game. Bo Grew, a guy who maybe, you know, tailed off a tad in that second period, but first period, he was lights out. Third period, he was putting out there, double shifted. They're late, of course, gaining the trust once again from this Anaheim Ducks coaching staff, and that's what it's going to need to continue, is more guys chipping in. Isaac Lundenstrom, Silverberg, McTavish, they continue to get better and better. They were a big piece of this puzzle here, this Ducks win here tonight. So, look, that's what it comes down to. Good teams are able to just find ways to win. Backs up against the wall. Ducks did that, and more guys stepped up to the plate here tonight.
All right. Well, good job tonight, and we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Now stay tuned for the postgame show upcoming live from the press box here. And Why don't you read some more good news?
I got one more thing. Can't miss this. Ducks fans, we're sending out the call for all SoCal fans to tune in to all Ducks home games, because when the Anaheim Ducks win, you get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app the following day. Simply download and register on the McDonald's app today at participating McDonald's. Woo! Steve. Yep. That was so fun to watch. Ducks win in overtime. Frankie V, your all-star selection. Is there a more picture-perfect ending to that one, Steve? No.
No, and guess what? With the food you just talked about at McDonald's, how about a drink with it? Jack Daniels. The only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. And the Ducks made it count tonight, taking advantage late in the game on opportunities and win the game 3-2. We invite you to stay tuned. Emerson Eden with Alexis Downey for a while on our post game. And want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast tonight and let you know Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network. Tonight brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. So we say goodbye for our particular aspect of the game. And I hope you enjoyed the broadcast, and we'll talk to you on the 9th of February, home game against the Edmonton Oilers. So for everyone here again, the final, nice to be able to repeat it. In overtime, Anaheim 3 and San Jose 2 for the whole crew up here. Thanks for listening, and you've been listening to this broadcast on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, my God. Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthews scored. You'll know how hard he shot. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
It's Kimberly Glacius on his all new Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
I like doing the voices in places where people can't see me, like drive thrus. Oh, I'm evil at a drive thru, man, except the one by my house because they know me.
How can I help you?
Yeah, let me have.
Pull up.
I did an order.
Gabriel, pull up.
Friday, April 19th, Honda Center. Get your tickets now at FluffyGuy.com. Don't miss a Anaheim. Kimberly Glacius. Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show here at Honda Center. The Anaheim Ducks getting an overtime win tonight over the San Jose Sharks. 3-2 was the final here. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you. Emerson, first thing from this. Frank Vatrano, the all-star, scores the game winner and then throws his stick in the stands. I've never seen anything like it. The fans loved it. I loved it. And social media is loving it. Did you?
Oh, I loved it. And I'm like you. I don't know if I can think back and really think about a time that's been done before. So much fun. It was fun to watch, fun to call. And Frank Vatrano, you said it, you're all-star here for the Anaheim Ducks. It's such a picture-perfect ending. What a comeback win. What a good team win. So many key pieces. Troy Terry continues to get better and better. We saw that last pass leading up to that Frank Vatrano OT-winning goal. It's just such high-caliber plays being done at the most crucial times of the hockey game. And look, 5 out of 6 points last three games. Hey, this is a Ducks team that's coming around right at the right time.
Really exciting stuff here at Honda Center tonight before we head into the All-Star break. And we're going to get into all the highlights from this one now. Starting in that first period, the Ducks were able to get on the board first. This coming from Isaac Lundestrom crashing the net. McTavish had a few chances in front, but the Ducks did not stop, just 2 minutes and 12 seconds into that first period.
They hustle back, pile up down in the corner. Silverberg steals the puck. McTavish gets set up in front. Little centering feed. A shot. They score! Puck at the goaltender. Bounced out in front of the net. And the Anaheim Ducks draw first blood. Isaac Lundestrom will get credit for the goal. It's Anaheim 1 and San Jose scoreless.
Emerson, we've seen a lot of just good play from that line, Lundestrom, McTavish, Silverberg, and we saw that continue tonight.
Yeah, they're moving their feet, and I've never seen Jakob Silverberg, a former teammate of mine, he's been here in Anaheim, of course, a long time. I have never seen him go so fast as I've seen these last maybe 4 or 5 games. I mean, really starting back to that East Coast swing when he scored in tight there on that breakaway 5-hole against the Florida Panthers. From that goal on, from that game on, he has just gotten better shift after shift after shift. And each game he has, and you could see it, he's being more vocal. As we've heard head coach Greg Cronin mention, he's been more vocal and he's been a leader on this Ducks team for a better part of a decade now, even more. And he's just, look, he's a guy that the younger players look up to. Of course, he's got great chemistry, them being Swedes, Isaac Lundestrom, and Jakob. So it's translating onto the ice as his leadership role grows off the ice. It's translating into just great things on an elevated position now in the top six, like you mentioned, with McTavish and Lundestrom. They seem to just be just getting better and better each game.
As Emmer just mentioned there this morning when we spoke with head coach Greg Cronin, he just talked a lot about how vocal Jakob Silverberg has been as of late, something that, you know, might come as a little bit of a surprise, especially at this point in the season, but really great stuff from Sylvie to this point. And the San Jose Sharks were the ones to tie it up next. They have the next goal, this time coming on the power play. It was Anthony Duclair.
Oh, one save, then another. Wow. That first save off a shot, Mukha Mudulin from Russia. He fired one. Gibson stopped it. Are the Sharks saying that they get a goal here? They were in a conversation. The red light's on, so we'll have to wait and see. We'll try and take a look at a replay up here. Gibson went behind his left pad, covered up on it. The question is, are sightline not good? Did it go by John, who then came, picked it up? We'll have to wait and see. It looks like the Sharks are going to be credited with a goal. Oh, yeah. Okay, there you have it. Gibson's left leg. It was hard to see up here in the broadcast booth, but he actually helped kick the puck in off of his left leg. So, indeed, it's a legit goal.
And that would tie things up after one period of play. Moving into that second, it was a fast-moving first 9 minutes of that second period before we then saw a goal late in that second period. Mark-Edward Vlasic for the San Jose Sharks gets it through, puts it through traffic, 17:57 into that second frame.
Ducks turn it over at center. Sharks back, quick shot. Stick save by John Gibson. Close in opportunity, Burrows. Other point, Vlasic, a shot, he scores! Mark-Edward Vlasic from Kyle Burrows. 1 point to the other, and Vlasic stung one that beat Gibson cleanly, and the Sharks late in the second period go on top 2-1.
So also late in that second period, things started to get a little bit more physical. There was a play where Nico Sturm for the San Jose Sharks kind of ran into John Gibson in the net during his follow-through. Radko Gudas, he didn't like that. He came up, gave him a little skate shower, and then things ensued.
Front of the net, reaching out, Sturm collides with the pads of Gibson. That, of course, not intentional, to be honest. At least that's the way it looked from up here. Radko Gudas going to get into it and have a couple of matches there with players battling one another. Gudas and Cunnan. Gudas just hit Cunnan with a little chop to the left side of his face, and down in behind the goal line is Jacob McDonald for San Jose having a conversation with Flacol. Wow. And the officials did a nice job of breaking that up.
The Butcher, Radko Gudas, in his office, creating havoc.
Emmer, I loved what you were saying there. In his office, creating havoc. That's exactly what he was doing. He was standing up for his teammate, John Gibson, in the net. He did not like that. Cunnan coming in, and it resulted in a 4-on-4.
And certainly, Radko did not want to go to that penalty box. I thought he was actually going to get away with it. That's how much he sold, just kind of skating to that Ducks players' bench. And eventually, it was coincidental. They both go to the sin bin. But, yeah, it's just Goods being Goods, the Butcher being the Butcher, stirring some stuff up there after the whistle. And, hey, that's how, A, his Florida Panthers team made it so far last season. His ability to do that, to manage emotions, really take ownership on getting under their skin, getting them off their game. Because look, that second period they were on it, and really that tamed a lot of good play for the San Jose Sharks.
Moving into the third period, San Jose still leading 2-1, and it took a while, but the Ducks were able to get the equalizer and force overtime, and it came from Troy Terry at the net front. They had an extra man on the ice. John Gibson was pulled. Leo Carlson finding Troy Terry on that other side, and he got the goal 18:59 into that third period.
Carlson, stick handling in, feeds Terry, front of the net. Oh, pass field to connect in front. Fowler, however, keeps it in. Looks to set up high slot, shooting save, rebound, score! Troy Terry! And it's a 2-2 hockey game as the Ducks score the tying goal with 1:01 left in the third period.
What a call from Steve there, Emmer.
Yeah, no, he's a legend doing legendary things. He really is. The voice.
I love that call.
The voice of the Ducks, just, no surprise. Coming up big time there with that one, I agree. He's just, he continues to just be big in big moments. Love that call. And, just honored to sit in that booth with him. He's just so talented.
So then we moved into overtime, and it took a little bit of patience on both ends. Overtime sometimes can be like that with the 3-on-3 play that we see. But then all the excitement came down to the end. Frank Vatrano, the overtime winner off a pass from Troy Terry.
Sharks on the move again. Here's Duclair racing in. Nice little poke check by Lacombe. Puck played ahead, 2-on-2. Developing, puck centered, score! Frank Vatrano has just won the game for the Anaheim. snapping the puck by Kakinen. Oh, what an exciting finish to this. 52.3 left in OT, and the Ducks defeat the Kings 3-2, and this crowd erupts with joy.
As the text that we received from Marty says, this is unadulterated madness. Ducks win, and yes, they did it. They did it in overtime. They are now 3-0-1 in their last four games, Emmer.
Oh, it's just, I love how that sounds. Just the success, turning the corner, better play, more consistent play. And I keep mentioning, you know, when are we going to start seeing that identity? Well, I think that identity is really upon us, and it starts with moving your feet. This Ducks team seems that at the start of the game, they came out hot, and it had solely due to their forechecks, their foot movement, and trying to be first to those pucks on those each and every forecheck, and well executed, showing this San Jose Sharks team that 2-1-2, sending their top two guys strong, F3, top of the circles, great support, great tracking back. Look, if you only allow two goals, it just means that you're play away from the puck. The back checks, the stick lifts, trying to recapture that puck was trying to, you know, occur time and time again for the Ducks, and it shows. What a complete game for this Ducks team. It wasn't all pretty, especially that second period where the San Jose Sharks came alive there, but can't say it just better than good teams are able to find ways to win, as the Ducks did.
Absolutely. The Ducks finding a way to win tonight before this All-Star break. We have a lot to get to on this post-game show, including your thoughts, and we get to head down to the locker room to hear about the excitement down there with the guys. Don't go anywhere.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Welcome back to the Post Game Show. We're having fun up here. Emerson, make sure you go check out his Instagram story because you can see the exciting calls and what the booth is like. You and Steve, Emmer, you guys are having fun.
Yeah, check out my Instagram story. Let me know what you think.
All right, let's get to a couple of your thoughts from this game. Before we get down to the locker room to hear what some of the guys had to say, first text that we got, man, what an effort by Troy Terry tonight. I mean, we keep talking about him, but now he's continuing that point streak. He had a two-point game tonight, a goal and an assist as a part of that, so he just keeps it rolling.
No, he's finding ways to, you know, and it's all three-plus periods. Like, it's it reminded me of that Arizona game where it was kind of his coming out party, his first big game of the season, slow start, has a big game, was a little bit getting back to slow after that game for another somewhat long stretch. But it just reminded me of that Arizona game where he just put this team on his back. And look, that pass was spectacular there, just over to Frank Vetrano, who, if he gets an opportunity to bury, we all know Frank Vetrano, the scoring, the rate in which he's been scoring all year long leading up to this all-star nod. And he's not going to miss many of those. Troy Terry has looked so good in some of those situations, you know, providing a boost there in overtime for that winner against Arizona earlier in the year. And he's just getting back to that level of play that we're all used to seeing Troy Terry play. Years past, you know, that 35-plus goal season, he's getting back to that mentality, that puck retrieval efforts that we've seen of him, that compete level in the corners. He's coming up with more 50-50 pucks, and it's just he's capping it off with some spectacular plays on the passes and on the finishes.
Well, why don't we go down to the locker room now to hear what Troy Terry had to say about this game tonight.
Tell us about how it was to come back in this game tonight.
Yeah. I mean, it was an okay game. I think we had the puck a lot, just weren't getting pucks and then, like, shooting enough. You know, I think, you know, time of possession, and I think we had the puck in there and more, you know, a lot of the game just weren't getting shots for it. And I thought in the third we made more of a commitment to do that. And, yeah, when I honestly wasn't sure if it was offsides or not, so I didn't really know if I could fully celebrate or not when we tied it. But big play by Leo, and, you know, we've been on the wrong side of a lot of those games, so it was nice to, you know, have kind of a heroic comeback there. It felt like kind of the first 15 games of the year we were doing that, so it was good.
How fitting is it to see your all-star score the game winner?
Yeah, he's been the heart and soul of this team. You know, whether he's, you know, scoring with, you know, that shot he has, he leads our team in goals, or if it's, you know, just the motor that he's got, or, you know, the energy he brings every single game. He's our hardest working guy, and he's so deserving of, you know, this whole experience. And I didn't even realize, you know, he hadn't scored in a while, at least by his standards. So just to be able for him to, you know, get that, and then now he's, you know, gets to go, you know, have a experience of a lifetime that he's deserved, and we're all really happy for him.
He said he was trying to fire the stick into the 300s.
Yeah, he mentioned to me, I didn't know he hadn't scored in a few games for him, so he said just to get that stick out of my face, he said. But, I mean, even on that goal, like, top corner, that was a Frank Vetrano shot. So, and that's kind of how he plays the game, is with a lot of energy and passion, and you saw that in the celebration too.
How about your scoring? You've picked up quite a bit now, and things maybe taking off a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I've scored more goals recently, but
sweet try.
I think it's been kind of a while now. I think, you know, maybe my last 25 games or so, I've really, you know, kind of become the player I wanted to be offensively. And, you know, I wish it could have been, you know, more productive earlier in the year, but I feel really good about half the season I've played now, I feel like the difference in the last few games is just making more of a commitment to be a shooting first type of guy, and you've seen that in kind of the shots on goal I've had per game, and it's resulted in a few more goals.
For the team overall, do you feel like you guys need to shoot more? Because you look at San Jose tonight, they're taking a lot of shots, dumping them.
Yeah, I think just being kind of connected as a team and, shooting when it's the right time and we have guys in front of the net and it's on us forwards to get in front of the net. And then certain times, it's kind of just, reading the plays a little bit more. And for the most part, I think it's we need to get guys in front because those D aren't going to shoot the puck unless we have guys in front. And it kind of goes all the way around. So I think, when we're shooting, we're a better team.
Thanks, guys.
Simply put by Troy Terry, when the Ducks are shooting, they are a better team. 34 shots on goal tonight for Anaheim, and a lot of blocked shots. I was talking about that a little bit in the third period, but San Jose, 27 blocked shots on the Ducks. So, a lot of good stuff from Troy Terry there.
Yeah, and look, he was the first to mention there that he had the play early on in the season that he, maybe wasn't happy about, mm-hmm. but he's getting back playing at the level that we're watching it and he's feeling it each play. He just wants it, and he's who knows what's to come from him as long as he continues to get better and better. Finish off the season strong, but he's back to playing why we gave him that big contract. Mm-hmm. And certainly early on in his career, I mentioned the 35 plus goal season there, had a little bit more of a playmaking year right after, but it was only good things to come by how he's playing from Troy Terry.
And a lot of praise, too, for the All-Star Frank Vetrano. That was really nice to hear. We know how close the locker room can be, and it's always good to hear, just talking up the other guys in the room and how excited he is for Frank, considering Troy Terry has been there the last 2 years. He knows what it's like, and just really excited for Frank. So another text we got here: in Frank we trust, let's go. Alex Sandemus, Edom's boy, sent us a message. On that note, we're going to head down to the locker room now to hear what Frank Vetrano had to say.
How do you feel scoring the overtime goal? You got a rush off to the All-Star game.
Good. I think it's a great win. I think we played a team effort tonight, and I was just rewarded with that goal. Great play by Troy. I think we played good all night.
How was it to hang in this game? A little adversity there when you got down. You guys had it.
Yeah, we weren't playing with the lead, but I think we were doing good things all night. Just kind of being too stubborn, not shooting pucks, and we finally got a break there. Last minute of the game, sometimes that's what it takes. That's why you play three periods.
Frank, how does it feel to bookend? Sorry, go ahead.
You held the puck just for a second before you took your shot. Were you looking for a spot or watching the goalie or what?
No, when I shoot the puck, I just have a spot to shoot at, and tough ice in overtime, so I had to settle it before I put it in.
Frank, how does it feel to bookend the first half of the season, essentially with a win and with a goal like that for yourself?
Good. It's always good. It's been a while. I think that's why my stick's in the 300s, because I haven't scored in a while. So when you're gripping your stick a little bit tighter, you're not scoring, it's good to see one go in. And it's good to take them to the break, especially as a team.
Good momentum for this team going into the All-Star break?
Yeah, I think we're on a good little stretch here going into break, and when we come back, it doesn't get much easier. We play one of the best teams in the league, so we'll be ready for that.
For you, do you have any time to relax at all? You have to jump on the plane and...
Jump on the plane and go play some more hockey. Yeah, I like it. It's good.
What time's the flight, by the way?
Right now. Yeah.
So, when he gets there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Get Vetrano out of there. He's got a plane to catch. I love what he said. He threw his stick to the 300s. And, Emmer, I got to make sure we correct ourselves. That has happened before. We got a note from our guy, Joey Liberatore. He said, Zekris and Hughes have both tossed their sticks to the crowd going back to 2021. And in thinking about it, I think I do remember it a little bit on the Zekris end.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch, though.
Oh, it's so fun. And it adds that extra, that another level of entertainment value that you can't make it up. I mean, just an OT winner, toss the stick. I love the expression in the 300s. Of course, more like the 200s, but
it didn't go that high.
Yeah, but it was. It's just an expression where you hear the passion. He's so happy. You could just hear right through the microphone here and the headset that he's so you know, thrilled that, you know, hasn't been scoring much here recently. And, you know, that's just a natural emotion, tossing your stick into the crowd full of excitement, of course, after sealing the game.
Well, stick around after this break as we will get to more of your thoughts on this game, because we've been getting a lot of text messages and we want to make sure we get to them. So make sure to come back.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a paint. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God I get to. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn. For all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Back with the postgame show, the Ducks 3-2 win in overtime over the San Jose Sharks tonight. Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey here with you. And now we're getting to your thoughts once again from your text messages. Thank you, as always, for sending us your thoughts. This one says, just wanted to share, I got my Ducks hat out of the basement before the third, gave the hat to my girlfriend before Terry tied it up to change some juju. She wore it throughout overtime. Does that mean she needs to wear it every game? Thanks, love the show.
What a love story. This is just such a touching love story. I love it.
Yes.
That couple seems like a win, just like this Ducks win. What a blast. Yeah, no, just
wear the hat.
Keep doing what you're doing. Why change it up?
Right.
I'm happy for you, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Love it. Keep wearing the hat for sure. Make sure you don't put it back in the basement. All right, next text that we got here. McTavish got his birthday wish. I came in 5 minutes before the third period ended due to work, but I'm happy I came in time to listen to both of the goals made by Terry and Vetrano. It was really exciting to hear we won a game since we haven't won one since, well, Saturday against Minnesota. What a great way to end the month. Go Ducks from Mia. Yeah, I saw something on Twitter yesterday. At practice, a lot of the guys were asking about McTavish and his birthday and everything, and I think he wanted a win. So I'm guessing that's what that's from. I should have watched the video.
Hey.
But that's great.
Go Ducks.
Thanks, Mia.
Go Ducks. Thanks, Mia. McTavish, big, B-Day, what a cherry on top, that icing on the cake for Mac T's B-Day there. And it's more fun when you're winning.
Thank you, Mia. We got another text here. Ducks didn't quit and kept fighting for position. They made it through with a win. Still some fundamental errors. Thankfully, the Stars couldn't take advantage of them. Yeah, we saw a little bit of that. We talked about it in that second period. That has been a struggle all season. We talked with head coach Greg Cronin a little bit about second period in general, earlier this morning, and just how sometimes it seems like that's been a struggle for the team.
Yeah, look, it's at the National Hockey League level especially, it's tough to, dictate the play for, 60-minute mm-hmm. hockey games, 60-plus minutes in some cases. Look, you're going to have those dips in play. For me, just by eye test, it was that second period mm-hmm. where they stopped skating. The San Jose Sharks started shooting from everywhere. The banks off the end wall, they were able to get first to a lot of those loose pucks. So just, it's when those occurrences are happening and you start taking penalties, like the Ducks. I mean, they did it at even the start and at some of their higher points of the hockey game, which they can't do. They got to stay disciplined even mm-hmm. when they're at the tops of their games. But, of course, when you stop moving your feet, you're more susceptible to some of those hooking, tripping, as we saw. And they're able to negate those with some good penalty kills. And really not giving the San Jose Sharks much more after that, carrying that lead into that third period for the Sharks. So good on the Ducks for just sticking with the game plan and just being the better hockey club for the full 60-plus minutes.
You bring up special teams. The Ducks going 0-for-4 there tonight. That was something that Jacob Silverberg mentioned when you and Steve had him as a part of the interview during the game, just how they needed to take better advantage of the power play. And we didn't necessarily see that tonight, but they did get more shots off in some of those later power play chances.
I feel and we go back to the Toronto Maple Leafs power play, the New York Rangers power play, some of the better power plays in the NHL, and you look at the puck movement, the quick plays, quick passing, the seam plays, a lot of movement coming from the near side or far side flanks, and look at Marner off that flank. He's going from the top of the circles to the blue line from the board side end, and he's getting those seam passes from Nylander and Matthews there on that weak side. A lot more movement, quicker plays from the top power plays in the league. So that's the key. Mm-hmm. Their entries look fine. Their recoveries look fine if they do lose the puck. But really, it's about making quicker passes, quicker plays, maybe toss a little bit more switches in there as well as some of the better teams do, and more seam passes, quicker passes, but trying to get it over to the weak side is going to be important for their success moving forward.
Oh, I love this text that we just got, Emmer. It says, we are 1-0 since Edom got his new tattoo. Going to need another before Edmonton next week.
So is this what we're doing? Because I'm for it. Is it a tattoo for each win?
Oh, boy. Hey. You're going to have hopefully a lot.
I'm all in. You know that. I am all in.
Gus,
so
where
if
you at?
That's what it takes for us to help this just positive energy, this winning mentality, mm-hmm. I'm all for it. So sign me up. Okay. I won't be paying for it, but sign me up.
All right. Mark from Anaheim, a couple things. We've got three things as a part of this text. The first one, really interesting. John Gibson never has a water bottle at his net. Why? Is that something you've ever noticed?
I have never noticed that.
Now I got to
look. This is so interesting because there's very few things that I've ever, not picked up on. When it comes just to the game of hockey, I thought it was kind of a non-negotiable, at least just a standard for each goalie to have a water bottle on top of the net.
Yeah.
And this is a first for me. So I'm trying to think of things maybe I've heard recently, a few years back, that have caught me off guard of just good points. So, wow.
You got to find out.
Yeah, that... Yeah, I mean, maybe this is a one-off. Maybe this is stretch of games that recently he's changed something, or if this has just been something he's done his whole career. So, wow, good on you for pointing this out. And I love, and we get some great messages. Mm-hmm. Like
we
get some great texts. There's stuff I've learned lots on a lot of these post-game shows where the level of content, the level of thoroughness that a lot of you out there are asking in your messages, it's quite impressive. And with this one, oh my, it gets me guessing.
Yeah.
I want to see, and just really pinpoint things that I have no clue about mm-hmm. game of hockey, things at Honda Center. So I got some homework to do, Edie.
One more thing that I've actually noticed that John Gibson does is during the national anthem, when he's standing down in the crease, he is mouthing something. He's saying something, and I've always wanted to ask him about that, but I haven't had a chance to. Do you know?
Ask him. Yeah.
I know. I don't know. It slips my mind.
I don't know.
It's such a random question.
I have noticed that as well.
Maybe he's singing.
And
I don't know.
Yeah, that's something that we're going to have to
okay.
ask
we got to do the water bottle. We got to
get more homework.
Yep. It's going to have to wait, though, till after the break.
Yes.
Because guys are going to take some time off, and so are we. So another thought from Mark here from Anaheim. He said, does Fowler have a one-timer in his toolbox? It always seems like he might be dusting it off to shoot or pass.
Yeah. His biggest weakness, he doesn't have many weaknesses. He wouldn't be making what he's making. He wouldn't have 900-plus career National Hockey League games all with one franchise. Hard to do. And look, he's gotten it done from his OHL days, National Development Program days, on up. He's always been a smooth skater, an efficient skater, a player that is able to make very little in certain situations into something. And his skating gets him just to such a degree of difficult at certain points, and predominantly in the neutral zone. This outside to in, inside to out, weight transfers, the distance he gets with some of that deception while he's moving his feet. But long story short, one of his weaknesses, not many, but it hasn't been his shot. So his shot has sometimes locks the velocity, sometimes the accuracy. Tonight didn't get many shots through, and that's a kind of a theme in which I see lots of when he does get the velocity, it might not get through. It might get blocked. Some of these games, when he's right down Main Street, Leo Carlson passed to the weak side, and he just missed. And so, yeah, he provides so many good things in different areas, and he always still produces in other ways, but his shot, goal scoring as a whole, hasn't been one of his bigger strengths. But I honestly say it's gotten a lot better. Mm-hmm. I think there's maybe even this last few months, sometimes you're watching in practice and you see if there's that translatability from practice shots, scoring in practice, to the games. And look, if there's one area that Cam can really, take it to another level, so to speak, is probably a shot.
It kind of makes me think about, too, the different D partners that he's had this season. A lot of the younger guys, I mean, tonight, playing alongside Olin Zellweger, who we got to see his shot on display a couple times tonight, and we've already seen it a couple times in past games, and it's a hard shot. So maybe, not that Cam would necessarily take notes from a rookie, but just some ideas too.
Yeah, and speaking of tough decisions to be made, you're coming back. You have Mintikoff coming back from injury. You got to imagine sometime soon here. Mm-hmm. What does that do to the lineup? You got to imagine guys are going to get even healthier. Mm-hmm. Max Jones starting to skate here this last couple weeks or so.
Yep.
And so, look, tough decisions are going to have to be made. But, look, Bo Grew stepping up his game yet again. He had a kind of an off second period, but first period lights out, third period lights out. He was a big part of that line. He's going to continue to get better. That's a Max Jones, and Max Jones isn't a center. I get it. But, look, as that bottom six, last line, third line, kind of, what decisions are going to be made, because there's going to be, quite a bit of tough ones. Once again, shaking up the back end. It's tougher when you're winning, too. Like, mm-hmm. A lot of pieces that may be taken out for whatever reason, getting sent down or mm-hmm. whatever is going to happen, what that is going to do to just overall winning. Because right now, winning feels good. Decisions are going to be made here soon. So it's just going to be interesting.
You really bring up a good point there, because it kind of brings me back to the beginning of the season when we saw that chemistry, especially from Vetrano, Stroman, McTavish, and just some of the top line guys. And then thinking about, at the time we didn't have Alex Killorn. How was Killorn going to fit into the lineup? And then, that's changed now, as you mentioned, just the back end. Now how do we change those pairings up? And it's a lot of what if scenarios, and I think it's going to be something that we're obviously going to be following quite a bit and very closely when the time comes for some of these guys. So Emerson, I think it's time to wrap it up here at Honda Center. What is your final quack for this evening before we head into the All-Star break?
I love winning heading into All-Star break and seeing Frankie V razzle-dazzle out on that All-Star ice.
I'm with you there. I mean, just after watching him tonight, throwing that stick in the air, just getting on the plane, heading to Toronto, he's hopefully going to get some sleep on the plane because they have a packed slate tomorrow already. He's going to be finding out which team he gets drafted to, which reminds me, I'm curious at what the final poll results were there. Let me pull that up real quick.
And speaking of, I hope he's got a first class seat that lays down. One of those things that just you get the full booth, you could lay down. He's got to get those feet up and just really sit
relax.
Back and get his rest.
All right, so right now, the poll is still on our Duckstream Twitter, or X as it's also known. Which team captain do you want Frank Vetrano to end up with during the NHL All-Star Draft? At 32%, it's close. Nathan MacKinnon, Team MacKinnon is winning right now. McDavid is just behind by 2%. So it's close.
I got a question to ask you, AD. Why is Poppy, Team Poppy, so low? It's the lowest percentage.
People
and
don't want him there. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, no one wants to be with Justin Bieber either, I guess, because that's his celebrity partner. It's funny you say that, too, because we actually had a response that said that. I'm trying to pull up. No love for Matthews. Wake up, people, from Vegas, Jeff.
That's what I'm saying. Come on.
You guys are on the same page. Well, this has been fun. We love when the Anaheim Ducks win, and we love that they've been keeping this momentum rolling in these last couple games. Heading into the break, they get some time now to reset, just rest, and spend some time with friends and family, as we are probably going to do as well.
I certainly will be doing so, and once again, it's going to be, you know, pretty much just no Ducks games. But as far as just what I continue to do, continue to record great episodes of Eat 'Em Up like we just had. I'll do another one next week. Such a huge celebrity guest is going to make an appearance, so I can't wait to make that announcement as well.
A nice little teaser there we got heading into the break. All right, well, make sure you can come back after the break to hear the replay of Ducks and Sharks. Otherwise, for Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on the postgame show. The Anaheim Ducks, a 3-2 win tonight over the San Jose Sharks. And as I said, you are listening to Duck Stream presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Tailgate radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Reaching over the rail and he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station.
Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on the earth.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A-Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A-Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A-Go-Go on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
You can help nominate the next winner of the Willie O'Ree Community Hero Award, presented by Discover. Nominate someone from your community who has made a positive impact through the game of hockey.
It was great seeing women playing hockey in India.
There was nowhere for kids living with disabilities that wanted to play. We decided to do it ourselves.
We want to be a stepping stone for them to have a better life.
We make underrepresented communities welcome in the game of hockey.
Nominate your community hero. Visit NHL.com/O'Ree Award. Brought to you by Discover.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Freakin' Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.